Reading. The African Ghost Fish. One day, Tony received this note from a student. My grandpa often tells us stories. I've enclosed this one. You might want to include it in your paper. Here is the story. One evening, Grandpa said, I have a friend. His name is Henry Day, but everyone calls him Happy Day. Happy makes a very good living. He travels widely. When he comes to a new place, he opens a pet shop and begins selling African ghost fish. According to Happy, these are the world's only invisible fish, and they need no food. Once a year, the female ghost fish lays eggs. Then, while everything is quiet, she becomes visible. But in no time, she's gone again. You will be extremely fortunate to see her, because she's the most beautiful creature alive. After Happy tells his customers this story, his fish tanks sell very quickly. When Happy sells out of fish tanks, he usually leaves for another town. Are his customers satisfied? We asked. Yes, they are completely satisfied. He has rarely received a complaint since he began the business. In fact, many people take pleasure in looking at their invisible fish with their friends. It is very relaxing. A few of them say that they have seen a female ghost fish, and they will never forget the experience. Happy is a clever man. Can you tell us some more about him? We said. Okay, said Grandpa. But before I tell you another story, I want a nap. Why don't you go and watch the tank of ghost fish in the sitting room? Remember to sit quietly and watch closely. You might even see a female. As we rushed excitedly from the room, I heard Grandpa whisper, Thank you, Happy.